Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the Q3 2014 results for Hera Group. All participants are in listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by zero. And I'd like to hand the floor to Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, Executive Chairman of the Hera Group. Good afternoon, and thank you for being with us. As you can tell from my voice, my tone is a little low, and therefore that will justify in my smaller contribution to the conference call. We'll try to keep it short since we understand that you have another conference call right after ours. Therefore, we want to stick to the facts. The facts are important. They're very good. And already from the press release, I'm sure you have gathered the positive situation. Therefore, I'd like to hand the floor over with pleasure to Mr. Venier. Good afternoon. I'll begin by commenting the results, which, as the chairman was saying, are quite significant for us, especially if you look at the first 9 months of the year and compare them to the same 9 months last year. I believe that the elements which underpin these results are several, all of which interact. And as we'll be seeing in the analysis of the performance in each strategic area. In the third quarter, we have had the confirmation of a number of trends that we already commented for the first half of the year. The quarter obviously benefits from the initial benefits from the AMGA integration, which happened as of July 1st of this year. We also have the contribution that we'll be seeing in commenting the various business areas, which are somewhat extraordinary. But I think what deserves to be underpinned is that in the comparison with last year, if you look at the third quarter of the year, we are witnessing a significant growth, also given the fact that Q3 last year had been fairly stable as far as the results posted were concerned due to a number of reasons. And obviously in the comparison with this year, this is especially significant. On page one in the presentation, you have the story of the results in previous years. And as you can see, we've had an important growth in terms of EBITDA. All the more important if we look at it in terms of net profit. Overall, the result, as you can see, is equal to 52 million euros above last year's results. Also, given the reasons I mentioned, and having proved that we were able to fully reabsorb the climate effects from the first 3 or 4 months of the year, I was mentioning the performance in Q3, which is especially significant given the reasons I already mentioned. In the comment on page two of our results, in terms of EBITDA margin, you can see that there has been an improvement. Also, in terms of the lower turnover from the energy businesses, which, as you know, has a lower margin. And this obviously brings about an improvement in terms of EBITDA margin on turnover. And in general terms, what I would like to underline is the result below the EBIT line that we were able to obtain on the financial level in terms of the cost of debt. We're starting to see the effects of the optimization operations we performed over the past 12 months on the financial front, especially with the operation last July, the green bond in early July, which had a pricing equal to 2.47% fixed over a 10-year period, which obviously brought about the more consistent part of this contribution in terms of reducing the cost. Also, in terms of taxes, we had some benefits from the reduction of the Robin Hood tax, which happened at the beginning of the year, but also the review which happened on the ELAP tax, that as we wait for the further developments which were already included in the budget law. On page 3, according to the typical business levers, before commenting the various strategic areas, as you can see, the organic growth grew significantly. It had already grown at the beginning of the year for some 20 million euros. This grew for a further 33 million euro. Also, given the fact, as I was saying, that we benefited from a comparison in the first 9 months in 2013, which were a little less performing in terms of the overall results. The synergies from the Enchegas APS operation are at around 6.5 million, whereas a contribution from M&A grew by 13.3 million euro, given the integration which happened with the AMGA Udine operations. I believe that going back to commenting organic growth, there is a portion of the contribution from all the areas of business, and as we'll be seeing, each of the business areas posted a positive growth compared to the same period last year, and therefore contributing to the organic growth. As far as the businesses on page 4 are concerned, focusing on waste, in commenting the waste business, which may appear to have offered a growth equal to only 3.2 million euros compared to last year, I think that this figure needs to be looked at very carefully, since if we go into the contribution on Hera Group, and specifically Hera Ambiente, concerning the Achegas APS operations, as you can see on the slide on page 4, you can see that there was a certain element of contrast. We had a growth in the Hera activities, linked to the volume development, which, as you can see on the same page, confirmed the significant growth rates and an increase in volume equal to approximately 20%, equal to 268,000 tons, which brought about a growth equal to 8.7 million. This was significantly offset by the Achegas APS results in the same sector, since last year we had registered the one-off contribution, the one-off integration on the incentives offered by green certificates on the one hand, and on the other, we also had a couple of unexpected stops on the two waste energies, which reduced the further 1 to 1.5 million euros of last year's profitability. These two events combined had a significant erosion on the growth we registered in the business. Moving forward, or looking forward, what is the conclusion we can draw? Well, certainly the growth posted in the initial period on special waste will continue to happen up to the end of the year, taking into account that already in the last quarter last year we had posted a significant growth level, and probably this development won't broaden. It will simply consolidate, and we will, again, drag it to the end of the year. Another element which I would like to underscore in commenting these figures is the effect that the energy market trend had on the results, because as you all know, especially halfway through the year, we had a major contraction in electricity equal to 10 euros per megawatt hour, and on a production of approximately 700 gigawatts per hour, this has an impact which is only partially offset by the green certificates, and therefore this has left us left us 2 or 3 million euros less, which we were able to offset with our other activities. a final element of news. As far as this area of business is concerned, which took place at the end of the quarter and early October, was the completion of the Eco Energy acquisition in the Lombardy region in the province of Mantua. This is a company specialized in the so-called CSS, a secondary solid fuel, to be used in plants such as cement factories or other similar types of factories. This is a market niche that we weren't present in, and therefore through this acquisition we believe we have further completed our asset portfolio on the market. This adds another piece to the puzzle in the 360-degree covering of the market for waste. We're only referring to an operation worth 10 million euros approximately, the contribution of which we expect to be equal to 2 million euros per year. But as I was saying, it is important, given the strategic meaning that this operation may have in the future, where the use of secondary solid fuel to further increase both in Italy and in the neighboring European countries. Moving to page 5, the regulated business results. Here we have posted a growth equal to 36 million euros, broken down almost equally between water and gas distribution, with the dip we had already seen in the first half of the year as far as district heating is concerned due to the mild winter. What brought about these results? Well, as far as water is concerned, we certainly had the new tariffs, the recovery that we have been performing in recent times concerning tariffs, or rather the outstanding credit we had for 2012. And this is a growth which is very much consistent with the growth we've seen in the first half of the year. But differently, as far as gas is concerned, we have some benefits, which, as we already commented, for the first half of the year, which are linked to the revaluation of the white certificates, which, as you know, is one of the sectors in which we are the most active players. Obviously, gas is also the business in which we have the further contribution of the two operations that we completed in 2014, namely the integration of the operations in Gorizia, first of all, and then Amga Udine later. Moving on quickly to energy. As far as this area of business is concerned, the more relevant figures refer to gas supply. In the previous conference call, we had commented the fact that this business had suffered with some 20 million euros from the mild winter. During the summer, we were able to almost completely offset these effects thanks to two or three operations. One was more strictly business-related, linked to trading during the summer. We had some fairly important dynamics on the various gas wholesale markets that we were able to benefit from. Secondly, we had a contribution equal to some 5 million euros stemming from the closing of the accounting cycles concerning 2013, thanks to which we were able to recover some volumes which hadn't been factored in the previous year, which then brought about an extraordinary contribution which were recorded. And the third is the component linked to the fair value of the change in fair values, which we use to set margins. And given the volatility which happened during the summer months, in this case we had some positive effects, differently from last year. And therefore, All in all, between electricity and gas, we had a contribution equal to some 8 to 10 million euros. This is a contribution which, for the most part, will be reabsorbed to year end. And finally, power generation includes the dip, which is equal to some 3 million euros. Overall, the 141 million euros that we posted in 2014 so far as results, approximately 80 stem from gas supply and 15 from electricity, the other from power generation energy services. A quick overview of the working capital. As you can see, the net financial position for the company was reduced to 2.7 billion. I believe that this result is quite significant from two points of view. First of all, because it confirms the trend that we had already illustrated when commenting the first half results from now to year end. And this is obviously a positive signal because it confirms our forecasts. And on the other hand, it is also important because the 30 million euro improvement that we are recording currently compared to June 30 last year also takes into account the fact that in the meantime, since we consolidated the AMGA perimeter, we obviously increased our exposition equal to some further 30 to 40 million euros. Therefore, we improved by 30 million euros and reabsorbed the shift in perimeter equal to 30 to 40 million euros. This was made possible, obviously, due to the effect of the positive cash flow, which happened especially in Q3 and which contributed significantly. Furthermore, one of the elements as far as future evolution is concerned, to year-end, will be the thermal elements of the last quarter of the year, but also the time frame within which we'll be able to reabsorb the excises, which, as you know, had a negative impact on the first part of the year, equal to some 50 million euro. Well, the elements of the illustrated by Mr. Venier are a solid confirmation of a year which, except for the weather, for which we hope there will be an improvement in the last month and a half of the year, since it was a very special year as far as a mild winter is concerned. I believe that as far as governance and management is concerned, in terms of cost, in terms of our commercial commitment, and in terms of giving value to our regulated activities, I believe that the company was able to give some very positive answers to the market. We also completed our M&A operation with the addition of the small operation that Mr. Venier referred to in the waste business. And also in terms of EPS, we had no dilution whatsoever, even after the share capital increase, which was needed for the AMGA operation. And therefore, I believe that the profile that we illustrated to you constantly over time is very good indeed. And therefore, this leads me to believe that as far as your year-end forecasts are concerned, we are certain that we'll be able to confirm a good year this year. So much so that we have started looking to the future as well. I'm sure that you're all familiar with the tender we're involved in to take over the E.ON customer base, and therefore we won't be resting in the final part of the year, and we'll continue as we had planned to. We're now available for any questions you may have. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now be beginning our Q&A session. Anybody wishing to ask a question can press star followed by one on their telephone. To leave the questions list, press star followed by two. Please ask your questions by using your telephone. Anybody wishing to ask a question can now press star followed by one now. The first question is by Javier Suarez, Mediobanca. Good evening. My name is Javier Suarez, Mediobanca. I have three questions for you. The first is on the working capital. We have seen that other players refer to deterioration in work and working capital, as far as you're concerned, is positive. Can you tell us a reason why, according to you, you didn't have a dip in working capital? And what should we expect as far as working capital evolution is concerned? Can the macro situation have an impact on you? Second question is on the energy business, especially for gas. I saw that the results were very good. And I was wondering if you can give us a little more details. What are the figures linked to one-off events or factors which will be reabsorbed during Q4? I seem to understand that the change in fair values for derivatives will change them, and therefore, is this growth due to one-off events or not? And the last question I have is on the stability law, which includes a significant review of the ELAP tax. Maybe it's a little too soon, but what impact this may have on a company like Hera? Can you repeat the third question? I'm not sure I understood. The third question is on the stability law. There are some measures to further reduce taxation, the ELAP tax specifically. I was wondering what impact this may have on a company such as yours in terms of increasing EPS. As far as the energy sector is concerned, as I was saying, for electricity and gas, we had two extraordinary contributions in the results. In these results, one is equal to 5 million euros on volumes for 2013, which weren't factored in for gas. And then the fair values, which in the comparison, compared to the last year's fair value delta, is equal to some 10 million euro. We'll be seeing what the positions will be on the electricity market, on the gas market, and on the oil market at the end of the year. I believe that most of this cover deliveries from now to December 31st, therefore they will be reabsorbed. These are the two main components. There isn't anything else, any other relevant element. As far as the EDAP tax variation, our estimate as far as the impact is concerned should be worth some 8 to 9 million euros for us. And then obviously in 2016, the EDAP review will have to be released on the regulated businesses. But as far as 2015 is concerned, this is the value we're looking at. As far as the working capital is concerned, I'll hand it over to Mr. Moroni. Good afternoon. As far as the working capital is concerned and the way we manage it, as I illustrated on some previous occasions, we have developed an internal monitoring process as a way of recovering credit. We paid very close attention to this, and it is beginning to bring about some positive results. for the entire year 2014, as a matter of fact. And in September, we had some very good results in terms of the cash-in from our customers, especially from all of the municipalities and bodies. We also had a good cash-in from the municipality of Padua, which had some debt. And therefore, again, there is a constant attention on this topic, and we're starting to see the results, and I believe that they will continue along this line in the year's last quarter. The next question is by Antonella Bianchesi of Citi. Good afternoon. I'd like some further details on waste. How is the pricing evolving? We know that there is a great need for waste disposal assets. Volumes are growing, but EBITDA seems to be under pressure. And I have another question on the regulatory review concerning 2016. What is your view? What is your sensitivity? What kind of impacts are you looking at? What are the logics, the rationale, given the gas tenders? And then a final question on white certificates and on the one-off in the regulated business. Can you explain the mechanisms? Because we heard a number of different explanations from different companies, and we want to hear your version as well. Thank you. As far as the waste business is concerned, we do have demand, and the volumes are growing, but we're also seeing the positive signals as far as pricing is concerned, in between 1 to 5 euro for special waste, both for the dry part and for the humid and industrial parts of the waste. EBITDA is a little bit under pressure, but as I explained, in the comparison with last year, we had to take into account some contributions in the green certificates area equal to some 6 million euros from Echegas APS. Therefore, if we look for the correlation between the volumes dynamics and the contribution on EBITDA, we can see how on page 4, as far as the HERA perimeter is concerned, we had an 8 million euro growth. Also, taking into account that there is a negative effect on pricing equal to a couple million euros, meaning that the overall effect of other contributions, including sales, was equal to some 10 million euros. Therefore, there is a signal. It's not simply a matter of volume delta, but also price delta. And we're confident that this situation will further consolidate in 2015. And from this point of view, we're working on the budget, also because we're not looking at, we don't expect any magic solutions in the recent future. As far as white certificates are concerned, the explanation is fairly straightforward. We have a stock of white certificates that we accumulated over time thanks to the energy efficiency programs, both as far as we're concerned and as far as third parties are concerned. Last spring, the authority defined the new mechanism to define or to give value to white certificates, and since we price this stock given the current fair value, the formula adopted by the authority, which linked it to the stock price, to the market price for a white certificate, brought about a reevaluation of the stock we have, and which we update every quarter. Given the further white certificates we acquire and given the market dynamics. Therefore, compared to the first one-off, we have some minor readjustments every quarter, and this is brought about by the reevaluation between the historic value of these assets and the value, which is consistent with the new formula. And again, the new formula is linked to the market price, which, as you may have noticed, grew significantly over the past 8 to 10 months. As far as the view for 2016 is concerned, I don't want to pretend I'm a magician. I don't have any understandings of what the authority needs to do. What I can say is that given the two businesses we're most involved in, the two businesses in which we have most of the RAB, which are water and gas distribution, well, as far as water is concerned, we're in a phase in which, and you can see it from our investments, also given the improvement in tariffs, as you can see from our results, there has been some recovery. There is some room to increase our investment. I believe this is a slight signal coming from a number of major players, including ourselves. It's something which needs to be worked on, because one of the targets that are behind the tariff review instead of creating new conditions to bring about new investments. And I'm sure that this will be taken into account. Plus, I'm sure that another element of which will be taken into account is in, as far as remuneration on capital is concerned, some of the elements have been a little conservative. The third point, as far as the water basis is concerned, the regulation is still waiting for a couple of important integrations that hopefully will be worked on soon. One refers to the quality of service, and therefore we will have some bonus malus mechanisms on the quality of the service offered. From this point of view, I believe we have something to add. And then we also have the identification of the parametric operational costs. Also, given the economies of scale, we do expect to be able to be in line or benefit from all of the efficiency initiatives we've been working on. As far as gas distribution is concerned, a lot has been said already. You mentioned the gas tenders, as a matter of fact. And I believe that the most recent decision on stocking, as far as gas distribution is concerned, there will be a rational identification of the parameters which will have to be used, that there can be consistency, so that we don't have the symmetry that we had the risk of running between the real free risk rate, programmed inflation based on previous regulation. These are two other aspects that the authority defined as exogenous parameters. They too will be reviewed, I believe, and therefore this is a consistency signal in terms of applying this rule, especially on gas, which will be going through a period of a very intense competition on the market for the upcoming 3 years. The next question is by Stefano Gamberini, Equita. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. The first is on water. Can you remind us what the increases are for 2014 and 2015, which have already been approved? And what is the part which refers to the 2012 and 2013 portions? The second question, going back to waste, you were mentioning that there is a negative comparison in Q3. Will this situation continue in the upcoming quarters? And as far as waste is concerned, can you explain the double-digit growth in volume for special waste, which are probably linked to the contract with the municipality of Rome? And when will this positive trend end, or do you expect it to continue in 2015? Do you continue to expect double-digit growth in 2015? I'll begin with waste. The negative element for Achegas will also continue in Q4, but it won't continue to grow. If it will grow, it will grow very modestly, because, as I said, it was connected to an event which happened last year. It was a further recognition of green certificates, and therefore it won't repeat itself every quarter or every month or even daily. As far as volumes are concerned, obviously volumes are the result of a number of contracts, not a single contract. Secondly, we are also very satisfied by a number of activities on industrial waste with a number of large European players. And the contracts you mentioned will expire after this year, and therefore they also cover most of next year. As far as the water is concerned, as others did in 2014, we took advantage of the growth allowed by the regulation equal to 6.5%. This is something that we took full advantage of. And next year, between the ordinary and extraordinary components, we'll be doing the same thing for the most part. And the contribution we expect to have vis-a-vis the previous years is equal to a couple million euros on the results that you can see. And as far as 2015 is concerned, we are obviously doing the math to come up with a budget. Thank you. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone. The next question is by Dario Carradori, Goldman Sachs. A quick question for you. Are there any negative one-off components in the first nine-month EBITDA concerning the bond you issued during the summer? No, there are none. We rigged in above the same price, and we reissued the 500 million euro product. Therefore, we have no extraordinary burden. Obviously, the price paid above break-even is spread out over the next bond, which is 10 years. Thank you. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by one on your telephone. Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, for the time being, there are no further questions. Thank you. I believe that the information we shared with you is quite transparent. We are very satisfied, and we'll be speaking to you very soon. Thank you.